Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And this week, kind of in preparation for Easter, but also as kind of the next grouping of Christian hymn writers and everything, I'm actually going to look at Isaac Watts, who, if you've been with the podcast for a while, when I did the special Christmas episodes in the first season where I did Joy to the World, he is the person who wrote the words to Joy to the World. Isaac Watts was an English Christian minister. He was a congregational minister, which at the time that he lived actually was, in England, illegal. He was a hymn writer, as mentioned. He was a theologian, not sure how to pronounce the word, logician. Basically, he studied logic. As far as his hymns go, he was a popular hymn writer and created approximately 750 hymns, and is actually recognized as the godfather or father of English hymnody. And actually, a lot of his hymns, if you go to a church that still does hymns or even does modernized versions of hymns, a lot of his hymns are actually still in use today. They've also been translated into numerous languages. Also, just to let you know, this will probably be a short episode because while he was basically the godfather of English, or the father of English hymnology or hymnody, I haven't really seen a whole lot of stuff regarding his life. Most of it are just short summaries. I'll include links to all the websites that I looked at, and I will basically just present you with the high points. And then next week we'll look at, I was going to say one of his songs, but I'll probably look at a couple of his songs that I had hope that I'll hopefully find information on his purposes behind and how God used him to write those songs. One of them, hopefully, I can find information on is probably, other than Joy to the World, one that I would say is probably, I don't want to say is his most well-known, but I know it's one that I've heard a lot as opposed to some of the other hymns that he is supposedly known for besides Joy to the World. And that's When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Actually, to be honest, I was kind of surprised to find out that that was actually a hymn. Isaac Watts was born in Southampton, England, in 1674, and was brought up in the home of a committed religious nonconformist. In other words, his family was not part of the Church of England, which at that time, again, was pretty much illegal. And his father, actually, whose name was also Isaac Watts, was in jail at the time that the Isaac Watts we're talking about was actually born. It was said that his mom nursed him on the steps of the jail. He had a classical education at King Edward VI School, learning Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. It's also said that his dad had also started tutoring him in at least Latin at the age of 4. Some would say that there was to some extent he was okay. On one source, he was mentioned that where he lived, actually wealthy townspeople offered because of he was showing his genius early. Again, by the age of 4, he was learning Latin, Greek at 9. French, he took up to converse with refugee neighbors at the age of 11, and he started learning Hebrew at 13. Because of that genius, wealthy townspeople were there in Southampton, or where he was living at the time, offered actually to pay for his university education at Oxford or Cambridge. Which one source says that would have led him to Anglican ministry. Another source mentioned that because of him being from a nonconformist family, he would have been excluded from Oxford or Cambridge anyways. Regardless, he went to a nonconformist academy in London by basically to the dissenting academy in Stoke Newington, which was evidently outside of London in 1690. And actually much of the remainder of his life centered on that village of Stoke Newington, which now is part of Inner London. Following his education, he was called as a pastor of a large independent or congregational chapel in London by the name of Mark Lane Congregational, or Mark Lane Independent, where he basically helped train preachers, and despite his poor health. His religious opinions probably would fit with, I would say, a lot of at least the American Christian landscape today. His religious opinions were more non-denominational, which was common for a nonconformist congregationalist. And he had a greater interest in promoting education and scholarship than preaching for any particular sect. Eventually took work as a private tutor with the nonconformist Hartop family at Fleetwood House on Church Street in Stoke Newington. And actually through them became acquainted with their neighbors Sir Thomas Abney and Lady Mary. He eventually lived for a total of 36 years in the Abney household, and most of the time at Abney House, their second residence. Basically, Watts lived at Abney Hall in Stoke Newington until his death in 1748, where he was then buried in Burnhill Fields and left an extensive legacy of hymns, treatises, educational works, and essays. His work was influential among nonconformist independents and religious revivalists of the 18th century. So that's basically a really brief look at the life of Isaac Watts. And as I said, next episode we'll probably look more into his hymn writing, some of his other work, as well as some of his hymns. to see how God used him through that. So this is, again, this is Chuck Groover on Isaac Watts, and that's God at Work.